The government wants to know what you think about the nation's health care system. Really, a task force chartered by Congress is now midway through a series of nationwide town hall meetings intended to find out just how sick the public thinks the health care system is and how it could be cured. NPR's Julie Rovner joined some 250 people who attended a session last week in Philadelphia and filed this report.
The crowd, patients, health providers, and community activists, gathered in the cavernous ballroom of the College of Physicians of Philadelphia. There, beneath portraits of eminent physicians from the past three centuries, they pursued something those doctors never achieved, a healthcare system that serves everyone.
Everybody should have the same quality health care, should be high quality health care, and there should be access.
Even non-citizens should have health care in this country.
That there is a racial disparity when it comes to health care.
If there was some form of national health care, it would kind of even.
That was in order. Philadelphians Wendell Young, Rob Frederick, Tiffany Brown, and Greg Benjamin. They were discussing one of four questions Congress ordered the Citizens Health Care Working Group to answer. How should health care be delivered? How should it be paid for? What benefits should be available? And what trade-offs is the public willing to make to ensure health care is available to everyone? First, however, using keypads that can calculate totals instantly, moderator Jonathan Ortmans asked the crowd how serious they think the problems are with the nation's current health care system.
77% stated crisis, 23% said it has major problems. Looks like no one in the room thinks we only have minor problems. You just sent message number one from Philadelphia to Washington. Thank you.
The debates at the individual table showed a wider variety of opinions. Over at table seven, community organizer Greg Benjamin discussed what should be in a health benefits package.
Should there be a number of doctor visits or just some way of keeping some kind of control? Because, you know, sometimes a person will go to the doctor because they had a finger that was just hurting and they didn't know why, so they decided, I have health benefits, let me go to the doctor.
He was challenged by Wendell Young of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. Young says limits intended to prevent inappropriate use of health care can end up hurting those with legitimate needs.
Today I met a member whose wife was injured in an accident and is now quadriplegic. The plan calls for 30 treatments a year. She needs two a week. The exposure, out-of-pocket cost to somebody like that is astronomical.
Those are exactly the kinds of conversations Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon was hoping the meetings would prompt. Wyden, a Democrat, sponsored the legislation creating the working group with Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch. Wyden says their goal was to break what's become a familiar pattern when it comes to health reform.
From the days of Harry Truman in 1945, you've had exactly the same thing take place. You've had somebody in Washington, D.C., a president, a member of Congress, propose a major national piece of legislation. The citizens find it hard to comprehend such a difficult proposal. The special interest groups attack the proposal and each other, and everything dies.
Wyden says he hopes that working from the public up instead of the lawmakers down will help break that logjam. The legislation creating the working group requires the president to sign off on the report and Congress to hold hearings. But it's clear that the biggest hurdle in health care, how to pay for it, has yet to be overcome.
What about relying on market competition? Some people maintain that the market's still. And then I think a gentleman over here talked about the fact that we used to have a lot more emphasis as a nation on our neighborhood delivering health care. What about neighborhood health clinics?
In addition to urging an end to the war in Iraq or repealing President Bush's tax cuts to pay for care, participants at one table suggested legalizing marijuana and then taxing it. In more Republican areas, there's been more support for market-based competition, but working group member Dottie Bezos, who attended the Philadelphia meeting, says she's been surprised by the amount of support, even in Republican parts of the country, for a health system that guarantees coverage for everyone.
I think the most important thing that I've learned is that Americans seem to be wanting an equitable and just health care system for all Americans, and they want change now.
This week, the working group is holding seven more meetings in six states. Its report to Congress and the president is due in September. Julie Rovner, NPR News.